kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
At narito tayo ngayon sa Sukoli, dito sa Northern Territory, kung saan may pinakamaraming Pilipino dito sa teritoryo. At kasama natin ngayon ang isa sa nakatira sa mismong suburb na ito, si Divina Silvestre. Magandang araw sa iyo, Divina.
Ay, magandang araw din po.
Divina, isa sa mga nabanggit ko kanina, itong Sukoli area na suburb dito sa Palmerston, dito sa Northern Territory, may pinakamaraming Pinoy. Ikaw ba, bakit ba ito ang napili mo? Ba't dito ka naninirahan?
Yeah, yung brother ko kasi ang nakabili ng house dito sa dito sa Sukoli. And then so I decided just to move with him now with my mom and his family. So we're living all together. So it's like typical big family in one house. So but yeah, I heard then kasi ng Sukoli is very like maraming Filipino dito, like majority Filipino lives here. And yeah, it looks like a family friendly suburb naman.
Yeah. So ano yung mga nakikita mong advantage bukod dun sa family friendly and also parang nag-attract sa inyo dito yung family mo itself? Ano ba yung nakita mong parang mga advantages?
Firstly, and really my advantage here is now I'm working in Palmerston Council, so it's like very close here, like my travel time is just less than 10 minutes. And I feel like I save more of my fuel.
And time.
And yeah, I have few friends who live around Palmerston area. So I live nearby, like close to them.
Pero paano ka ba napunta dito sa Australia? Paano ka ba nag-migrate? At ano yung naging inspirasyon para mapunta ka dito?
Oh yeah, so I've been here in Australia na rin for like 11 years. So I started as a student visa. But then, backstory. So yung father ko ang is the one who came here first, like on a working visa, and then after a year, like typical, you know, visa story of family, like he managed to get my mom and my brother as a dependent. But during that time, I was like around 25 years old already, and during that time, yeah, parang hindi niya na ako pwedeng kunin as a dependent. So my only way to come here is to apply my own visa, which is student visa. So like yung mga typical student visa story here. So yeah, I studied for 3 years, and you know, like working while studying to pay my fees. But then, it's advantage for me as well kasi nandito na nga yung family ko, parents ko. So at least may house na akong matitirahan when I came here. So di man ako nag-struggle doon at first. And then, of course, I don't need to pay rent straight away because they're, you know, I live with them free naman. So, and then my first few, yung mga tuition fee cut first semester, yeah, they managed to pay for me. So yeah, and that's all. And then, so parang ako na lang nagbayad on my second semester na, and then going forward na for the second and third year. But yeah, so, ano na rin, parang di naman din ako nahirapan. I know yung mga many students here, nahirapan sila at first. Because like, they came here on their own, they don't have family here, they struggle to find a place, pay the rent, and all those fees, and all these, you know, bills and expenses. But yeah, siguro advantage sa akin na dito yung family ko. So it helps me a lot. But still, yeah, I still need to, you know, work hard to pay my fees on my own after that.
Oo. Nabanggit nga natin yun, ano, dahil karamihan na kwento, walang kamag-anak, o di kaya naman nahihirapan, may homesick na kasama. Pero syempre, hindi ibig sabihin doon madali ang mga naging bagay siguro sa buhay mo pagdating mo dito. Ano yung mga challenges? Ano yung mga hamon na kinaharap mo noon?
Oh, yeah. Firstly, I think, yeah, similar story with everyone, like, you know, culture shock at first. Yan yung mga language barrier natin. Especially we're here in Australia, if you work and, you know, if you work with Australian people, they have this Australian slang, they have their own way of living, things like that, how they do things. So at first, syempre, actually, I really have this funny story just recently, but not with me, just with a new Filipina I met. I don't know if I can tell you, just a funny story. Like, in Australia, we actually flush toilet paper in that toilet. I've met these two Filipina, they don't know that. And I was the one telling them you need to. So it's like funny, but yeah, it's something like when you first came here, if you don't know it, they feel like, it's like a culture shock for them. And there are many other things, but yeah, at first, yeah, you just have to, you know it, learn it, and adapt to it. And yeah, sa mga Aussies lang naman, yeah, same thing, like at first you don't know it, but then probably when you heard it, I just try to ask them what it means. I just try to understand and learn from it, so you don't feel out of place sometimes. You don't really need to use it if you don't want to, but at least you understand if you hear it, and you know they don't feel bad na parang you don't understand them. At least if you don't speak it, at least you understand naman. And then,
may sample ka ba na ano na bawa expression or parang ay nako nagagamit ko na yun or ngayon na intindihan ko na, may mga ganun?
Oh yeah, meron na, like especially sa workplace. Normally sa workplace, some employees they say, I cannot come to work, I feel a bit under the weather. Before I don't know what it is. So it means like you feel unwell or you're sick, something like that. Or where's the crib room, which is the lunch room. Yeah, things like that. And yung mga words na mas lang, like mosquito, mozzie, you know, those stuff. So mga ganun, mga pinaikling words naman. So yeah, parang once in a while, I also use it na, parang unconsciously, parang nagagamit mo siya.
Ang dami na nangyari nun siguro, doon, nagpagating mo dito, naghanap ka ng iba-ibang work, naging challenge din ba sa'yo yun?
Oo, lalo na, syempre, from the Philippines, I'm working corporate, so in office for 6 years, like na accounting in office. And when I came here as a student visa, I cannot, you know, straight away work as that because I'm a student visa. So I work cashier sa Hungry Jack's, fast food, like typical story din ng mga students, either we work sa mga hospitality, fast food, cleaner, hotels, you know, I know a lot of people. So in my case, I work as a cashier sa fast food for like 3 years then, like, or 4 years probably when I'm still studying and working like that. So at first, parang feeling mo na, ano mo yung feeling na na-degrade ka na parang, I was just sitting, working on my computer and suddenly I'm just taking orders and things like that. But then ang inisip ko na lang noon is just like, when I convert my salary, it's just like I earn more as a cashier than my salary in the Philippines just sitting on my computer. So and then also I'm thinking like, I need to do this because I need to pay my fees, I need to get the residency and all that. So parang yun na lang nag-push no na, yeah, just do that.
So nakita natin noon parang ang dami yung pinagdaanan and also yung mga starting from scratch, ano, ika nga, no? Pero pagdating ng 11 years, ano, nabanggit mo, no? Looking back ngayon na parang ngayon, pwede mong banggitin kung saan ka na nagtatrabaho kahit hindi yung particular na kumpanya, kung saang industriya at ano na yung ginagawa mo. Tapos looking back, parang ay napagdaanan ko yun pero ngayon nandito na ako. May mga ganun banding naalala mo?
Oo, parang like looking back 10 years ago, like, you know, starting here 3 years working, you know, in hospitality, and then now I'm working in a government. But before I worked in a private company for like, yeah, 3-4 years. I work in like 2 separate private companies. So 3 years, then 4 years, and now in a government. I feel like yung fulfillment mo na parang after ng lahat ng pinagdaanan mong hirap and all, parang at least I'm back to na corporate world na uli. I'm back to my sitting in the computer. Something like that. Pero yeah, nakakatawa lang din balikan na at least parang ayun, nalampasan mo yon, and then parang tatawanan mo na lang na before, nagkakasyero ako, nagmamap lang ako dyan. And all, pero ngayon, I'm duck na, walang office girl na uli ako. And now, I'm citizen na, ganon. Parang nakakatawa din. Ganyan.
Pwede mo bang ibigay yung timeline nun kung dumating ka dito? Anong taon ka dumating tapos naging student ka tapos naging PR, no? Tapos uh-oh, citizen. Naalala mo ba yung mga years?
So I came here 2014, na PR ako ng 2018. Parang 4 years din because I studied 3 years and waiting for 1 year for my lodgement pa. And a citizen for in 2020. So I've been citizen now for 5 years na rin.
So after student visa, ano yung naging visa mo?
Ang student visa next is yung temporary visa.
For 5-7?
Yeah, hindi. Ano ba yun? No. Graduate visa for ano ba yan? A year. And then next step na is, since yung visa ko kasi is yung sa university, so I have automatically that residency yung pathway niya. So it's like after I graduate, I finish my degree, I just need to take English test and all that, and then process it. Like yung NT na ang nag-sponsor, parang ganun ang naging ano niya. So I don't need any yung mga sponsor ng employer or anything.
State sponsor.
So yeah, so ganun. Oo, ganun. Oo, ganun siya.
So parang nakita mo yung journey, no? Nakakatuwa na ba si you're back na nandito na lang. Parang panghuli sa'yo, Divina, ano yung mapapayo mo or masasabi mo, lalo na sa mga nagsisimula pa lang o yung mga naghahanap din ng parang katulad mo, peace and quiet na lugar katulad dito sa Darwin, ano yung pwede mong banggitin sa kanila?
So mga nagsisimula, lalo na dito sa Darwin. So, parang doon na tayo mag-focus sa Darwin. So, not in the other states. So, yeah, just keep ano lang, keep going. And, yeah, work hard, study hard. Parang eventually, you'll get there. You'll get the residency that you're wanting for, wishing for. And then, but at the same time, while working hard, or, you know, studying hard, they have to also enjoy their life. Like, you know, sometimes they can't afford to travel interstate because it's quite expensive. They can still go out, like go to the beaches here, parks, you know, there are other things that are free. Parang ganun naman. So you don't really need just to stick, you know, parang mag-work lang mag-work or mag-study. At least you have, give time yourself a time to relax as well. And, you know, explore Darwin, Australia. Some free things, especially the sunset, beaches. We have all this activity, free activity during dry season, ganyan. So, and then, yeah, parang, ila, focus lang sa goal nila, then ma-achieve din nila yan.
Thank you, lalo na yung mga kababayan nating talagang work, eh, kahit pa paano reward yourself, para yung binabanggit nito. Maraming salamat, Divina. Ayan, nakasama si Divina Silvesa dito muli sa Zocoli, dito sa Northern Territory. Ako si TJ Correa para sa SBS Filipino.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.